Yes, what a mighty gulf
did God span. The distance between God and man was huge. There's no man ever swum the gulf. They might have swum the Hudson River yesterday, but they didn't swim the gulf. But God, the rich man in paradise, said there's a gulf between you. You just separated heaven. He spanned that gulf from heaven to earth that we might find a bridge over troubled waters. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:16. I was having to hush Brother Valentine up because he's going to preach my sermon before I get to it. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. See, this was the resurrected Christ. We knew him when he walked on the face of the earth. And we knew our brothers before they were our brothers. And we knew what they used to be. But I don't want to know people after the flesh anymore. I want to know them after they've been changed. Therefore, if any man be where? If you be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. See, if you be in him, you must be. You can't be in him and not be a new creature. And I'm going to show you this tonight. So, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, they're dead. They're passed away. Behold, some things, the things I choose, I hold on to what I want to hold on. I changed in some ways. No, it says, behold, all things are become new. If you're going to be in Christ, you can't have those old ways. You can't have those old things. Then Galatians, Paul says this to this church. He said, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision, meaning of the flesh, availeth anything as in the Old Testament, nor uncircumcision. It doesn't really matter now, but a new creature does. All these things of the flesh, he said, is not what it's about. He said, it's about a new creature. And as many as walk according to this new creature rule, peace be on them. Wow. Peace be on them and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. I'm going to park there a little later. And upon the Israel of God, from henceforth let no man trouble me. Nothing's going to separate me from the love of Christ. He said, not perils, not temptations, nothing, because I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I got the scars to prove it. I'm still serving him after what man has done to me. I'm still serving him. I want to talk to you about the brand new you. The brand new you. Lord, I'm thankful for your blessings tonight. I'm thankful for your mercy. I'm glad, Lord, that your spirit is still working with men in our hearts, in our lives. God, ask that you be with us tonight. Open our eyes to the wisdom of this word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated. Thank the Lord. I try to be timely. You know, when you've been gone for a while, it kind of get wound up. But I want to talk to you about the brand new you. Not the old you or not just the new you. I want to talk to you about the brand new you. Yeah. And when something is brand new, the reason it's called brand new, they talk about pulling a brand out of the fire. It was a new thing. It was hot. And it's brand new. It's and when something is brand new, now listen close, it is to denounce the old you. See, when something is brand new, I'm not what I used to be. I'm brand new. And so that means the characteristics of the old you shouldn't mark you anymore, shouldn't be the you anymore. He always was a hothead. No, this is a new me. I want to be a brand new me. I don't want to be known by the way I was in the world. Now I'm the same way in the church. I want to be a brand new me. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a refurbished me, a rebuilt me, a made over me. I want to be a brand new me. Hallelujah. I want to be completely new every way. I want to show that God coming inside of me didn't just
do a makeover. See, not a makeover of the old man that I used to be, because God is not interested in remodeling or in renovating or remaking the old man into the new man. He wants a born again. See, you got to stay with me, new man. He's not interested in working with the old Jew. I'm sorry. He's not interested in working with the old Jew until you become what he is interested in, you being born again and becoming a brand new you. Hallelujah. God is not wanting to do cosmetics on you so that you can look better, feel better, act different. He's wanting to change the inside of you, the heart of you. Because if you put more cosmetics on you, you're still you. You're still who you are. Inside of you, you're still the person you once were. He's not wanting to camouflage you to make you look like, well, I'm proud of him. He wants it to come from this way out and not that way in. And so he wants a brand new you. Ezekiel said this a couple times. I think Jeremiah mentioned, I just read one of the scriptures. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. This is prophetic. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and will give you an heart of flesh. It sounds almost like double talk. But what he's saying here, I will take that old heart that I couldn't work with. I'm not interested in working with your old heart. I'm not interested in the old you. I'm not interested in remaking you, remodeling you. I'm interested in giving you a new heart inside of that old flesh, something that I can work with. So he said, I give you a heart of flesh, meaning one that I can work with. Not a stony heart, but a fleshly heart, one that I can work with. And too many people today that call themselves Christians are trying to live in remodeled old houses. Yeah, they're trying to live in thinking that God will move in if I just do a little remodeling. If I do a little fixing up, then he'll move in. And I'll keep him. But the ultimate goal is not for God to move in with you, but for you to move in with him. I said something and you didn't know it. The ultimate goal, we always, oh, I got to get the Holy Ghost. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. That's trying to get God to move in with you, to prepare you to move in with him. Because you'll never move in with him until he moves in with you. And he says, this has got to go. No, I'm not interested in the old you. I don't want the old Petrie. I want the new Petrie. I don't want the old Johnson. I want a new Johnson. And so God is not interested in recreating us. He is interested in a brand new you. He wants you to become a new person so we can be in Christ. He comes in you so you can move into him. See, this is where we've had it backwards for so many years, because we think that when Christ comes in us, oh, hallelujah, I'm saved. No, you're not. No, you're not. You got to be prepared to move in with him. See, putting a new roof on my home doesn't make my home new. No. And putting new floors and kitchen cabinets, all that, is still the same old house. It may have some better features. It may look a little better. But it's still, you know, you can gut it out, as they say. And it looks terrible. And you fix it up and you go, boy, look at my new home. And somebody said, oh, it looks like a new home. Is it brand new? Well, it's new to me. You ever bought a car and it just looks really good? And they think it's a new car. And you say, is that a brand new car? Well, it's brand new to me. But it's not brand new. It's not brand new. And God's not interested in working with your old tabernacle. He's not interested in working with the old you, because that is useless. I'm going to show you. Circumcision don't work. He's not interested in cleaning up your old flesh. It doesn't work. He wants a new you. Hallelujah. Amen. The remodeling job that we try to do in life is to entice other people to think, now I'm a Christian. Look, I pray, I raise my hands, I pay my tithe. But that don't fool God. It doesn't fool God. He wants a new you. He wants to start over with a new heart. I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. Now, I'll work with that. I'll work with that, but I'm not working with the old you. Because he said, Paul said, old things are dead, they're passed away, and behold, all things are new. And many times I've seen houses, brother, I think your house burnt down, did it not? And I don't know whether you did this or not, and this is no reflection on my sermon, but did you build on the old slab? You scraped that slab, okay? So you scraped the slab. You moved the slab out. The house burnt down, and you moved the slab, and you poured a new slab. You got a brand new home. I'd clap my hand. That's a brand new home. Oh, thank the Lord. The old one burnt down. You see, too many times when the old one burns down, they build on the old slab. And you know what? Well, it's not quite brand new. It's new, but underneath there is the old stuff. And you know what? You have to rebuild to the construction of the old stuff. You can't put a 2x4 out this far if the slab stops here. If the pipe comes out here, that's where you have to put the kid. And you know what? You build again the old man. You build again the old house on the old slab. God wants you to scrape the slab, hallelujah, and start over and get you a brand new tabernacle, a brand new home, a brand new place where he wants to come in. God's not into old things. He said, I can't even put new wine in you old bottles. My. God's into new things. And when we get the Holy Ghost, my friends, what happens is that's the demolition crew. The Holy Ghost comes in to demolish. Yes. Gotta go. They gotta go. You stop it. We're starting over. Hallelujah. I don't want to work with the old you. And he comes in and he starts over and he destroys everything you once valued. Now, the things I once loved, Paul said, I now hate. Everything I counted as gain, and now it's dung. He destroys it completely. And then too many times people rebuild on that slab again. And he said, if I rebuild the things that I once destroyed, I become a transgressor. And so many times people, they're almost brand new, but they're not brand new. When we come to God, everything must start over. That's why Paul said, mortify the deeds of the flesh. You can't hang on to the old man and be the new man too. Mortify means to utterly destroy to where it's not even recognizable, replace. You can't do anything. It's mortified. And that's why he said to pull down strongholds and cast down every imagination, high thing that exalteth against the knowledge of Christ. Pull it down. Tear it down. Cast it away. Let's start over. And can I tell you this? It's never too late to start over. Hallelujah. It's never too late. Say, I've been playing church for 30 years. It is time for me to start over. Hallelujah. It's never too late for God to help you start over and rebuild again the things, hallelujah, that you lost in your life. He can furnish you much better home, much better house than you ever had in the world. Much better. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. God wants to live in a brand new you. And again, when we receive the Holy Ghost, do you know that doesn't make you brand new? How many of you changed some things once the Holy Ghost come in? Lord, Lord. See, it's the demo crew. When the Holy Ghost comes in, it starts saying, no, that's got to go. That's got to go. No, we got to replace that. You don't need them in your life. And before long, you're like, Lord, I'm starting over. Yeah, that's exactly right. He just doesn't do it all at one time. But slowly, you will find, Lord, I'll just start it all over again. And that's exactly what he wants, is a new... He's getting you ready to live with him. So actually, the Holy Ghost comes in to get you ready to live with him. Did he not say, I go away to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also? So he has prepared a place and he sent back the Spirit or the Comforter to prepare you to go into him. He comes into you to get you ready to meet him. Isn't that what the bride of Christ is? The bride must make herself ready. And you read in the Old Testament, they went through ritualistic things to be ready. So when the bridegroom comes, they were ready. And so it is, the Spirit of God comes in our lives and we become the bride of Christ when we have made ourselves ready so that we can move in with him. We get so excited about him moving in with us, and that's good. You have to have that, but that's not the end. It's not about you receiving him. It's about him receiving you. Hallelujah. And he wants you brand new. He's not willing to dwell in the old you with your old attitudes and your old issues and just remodel you and say, that's good enough. But he wants to change you. My, how would you like to go buy a brand new car and don't have a motor in it? You know, if you buy a new car and you put an old motor in it, I don't care how brand new the body is. The motor is not new. I'll take a new motor over an old body any day. The body won't get you there, but the motor will. And so this new creature, God wants us to be new from the inside out. Now, I want to show you this. Galatians, let's look at this text scripture again, Galatians 6 and 15. See, the old you, to remodel it, is not profitable to God. For Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. When you are in Christ, then the cutting away of the things of the flesh, because the law says so, is of no value to God. When you cut things out of your flesh, you say, well, pastor don't want me to do that. Well, big deal, pastor may not want. It doesn't matter what pastor says. What matters is, what is your heart telling you? If your heart condemns you, God is greater than our heart. What we need to know is, what does the Lord want me to do? Not what pastor wants me to do, or what anybody else wants you to do. It, what matters is that we are not cutting away things because of the law, because I have to, but it is the changing of the desire. Now I don't desire those things anymore. I don't want those things anymore. God, change me and make me all new again. Cutting away of the things of the Old Testament, that was an old theology. If you cut it away, then you can be saved. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. But that didn't mean you didn't want to. But if you cut it away, see, that's what he's saying, the circumcision, it availeth nothing. The cutting away didn't matter. Nor the leaving of it doesn't matter. Because if you're not changed into a new creature, it doesn't matter. Are you understanding me here tonight? The cutting away of the flesh, well, I better not do that anymore, you know. It's because my heart says I want to please Christ. I want to be the bride of Christ. I want to be a new creature in him. And you change not because somebody said so, but because your heart's telling you that it's time to change. For if we be dead, Paul said, with Christ from the rudiments of the world, that's the very beginning, the rudiments. Why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? See this cutting away. Taste not, touch not, handle not, who all perish with the using. You see, it doesn't matter. Should you do those things? No, that's not what I'm saying. But just cutting it away does not save your soul. Just because I didn't do it doesn't mean you didn't want to. So God is not interested in remodeling the flesh by cutting it away. He wants a new you, a new you. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them. Hallelujah. You show me somebody that doesn't walk in peace, and I'll show you somebody that is just trying to cut things away on their own. Because when you do things because it's from your heart, you always have a peace about it. Peace be on them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Now, the Israel of God is the sons of God. It is those that are of the seed of God. It is the offsprings of God. It is the born again of God. The Israel of God is not a made over Jacob. I said, the Israel of God is not a reformed Jacob. The Israel of God is not a remodeled Jacob. It is a new Israel. He's born Israel. Jacob was a carnal man who was changed into a prince with God through a transformation. He was God's firstborn. Yeah, I know some of y'all are like, oop. Watch. I'll show you. See, Israel was the first one to be changed like that. You look at Abraham, he just sojourned. He wasn't really changed. You look at Isaac, he wasn't really changed. But you look at Jacob. Now, this is a born-again man. This is a man that was totally in the world, and now he's totally living for God. This was a man that was his firstborn. Israel was his firstborn. So he said,